Documentaries. History. Insights. Interviews. Chef's Deep Dive.
And welcome to Shep's Deep Dive, and happy Christmas to everyone out there. If you've already got your tree up, then it's a little bit early, but maybe after this weekend you might put it up. Well, today we've got Ken and Lindsay. They're back here, and they're going to go through the Xmas films you should be watching over this period. Start it in the beginning of December, work all the way through to the end of December. Christmas films every other night. Top 10 Christmas films by Ken and Lindsay.
Santa! Oh my God!
It's Christmas Eve. It's the one night of the year when we all act a little nicer. We smile a little easier. We share a little more.
Good night, Kevin.
This is a full-blown four-alarm holiday emergency here.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker!
Welcome.
Hello.
Hiya.
Hello. We're back again.
Yeah, we're here.
So this is Christmas.
Oh, I do love Christmas. Hang on, it was pinging. Hang on.
It's all right, it's gone.
Was it? Hey. As soon as I was singing then, that was it.
Yeah, everything just broke.
The universe was telling us something.
Yeah, the universe said no.
Well, we've had Ken and Lindsay on before, as I guess we know, doing their Halloween films, doing Psycho, which is out on YouTube. And we've got their 90s songs, the best, the top five, which I picked, and Ken won that one. Lindsay won Halloween one. And because it's Christmas, and it's all bonding, not bondage, it's all about family time, not just being alone. Yeah. It's their top 10 Christmas films you should be watching. Get one every other night. Get one in.
Get one at least two a week, don't you?
At least two a week. You wake up in the morning, you have your bacon sandwich, move on to mince pie, coffee, first film. And then you have one later on at night. Perfect.
Oh, yeah.
You could do. Should do. You need to warm yourself up for Christmas, I think.
Yeah.
Warm yourself up, and this will generate some good vibes. In a year of vibes, you need some good ones.
That's a good one, Ken. Vibes and in a year of vibes and viruses, you need
viruses. We're gonna send you some good vibes.
Not viruses.
No.
Well, we'll soon find out. Are they in any particular order?
Yeah. We've got a particular order.
Right, go on.
We've like 10 down to 1, which, you know.
All right, so you got warming up ones until your finale, which is more or less Christmas Day or Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve.
Because you're at Christmas Day, you want to be eating your turkeys and
watching the Queen.
And then just eating more turkey butties afterwards. That's Christmas Day.
Yeah.
So but this is the build up to Christmas Eve evening.
Christmas Eve evening.
I'll do that again.
Christmas Eve evening. Okay.
Well, Ken got his tongue in a twist then, but I will keep that in. Well done. So Lindsay, go on then, which was number 10?
At number 10, a new film to be included, so that's why it's only at number 10. We think it will creep up further as the years go on, as we watch it more, but we've started with Christmas Chronicles.
Live and in person, one night only.
You don't look like Santa Claus.
Well, billboards add 80 pounds.
Christmas is in trouble.
Imagine if we all work together.
I have seen a lot of strange things, but this...
Wait till you see what happens next.
It's brilliant, isn't it? Yes!
It's great. It's really good. I mean, he's such a cool Santa.
Yeah, he's what you imagine Santa would be if he was, like, proper cool.
Proper cool.
Yeah.
He's got leather on, hasn't he? Red leather.
Yeah.
And it's the total Christmas vibes, which I remember from, like, the 80s. It feels like... Do you remember the original Christmas Carol movie, the Christmas movie, or Santa Claus the movie? It feels like that, but way updated.
Yeah, better. It's better than that.
Well, it breaks into Elvis tune, doesn't it? Which is great.
Yeah, he sings in the jail, doesn't he, when he's in prison or something.
That band starts
playing.
Oh, yeah, I remember that bit.
Which is funny because he played Elvis in one of... Carpenter's first films. John Carpenter's first films was a black biography of Elvis Presley, and he played Elvis Presley.
Oh,
and he's always been a massive Elvis Presley fan, you see.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And his wife is in it as well. Goldie Hawn, she appears in the prison.
Yeah.
As one of the whores.
Oh, what? No, she's in it at the end.
As a whore.
No, she's as
no, you're getting it.
Mrs. Claus.
You're getting it wrong.
Oh, right, okay.
Well, this leads on to the sequel, which comes out, I think, the 25th of November this year.
Yeah.
And Goldie Hawn's in that.
So that should be out now, if you're listening to this. So.
Oh, yeah, that should be out now. Yeah.
So I can remind you to watch the first one and then watch the second
one. And watch the second one.
Oh, I hope it does, you know, pull through, you know what I mean? Sometimes when you bring in a sequel, it's just rushed job just to get, you know, bums on seats. Well, Netflix on seats.
Well, so Netflix are pretty good, though, aren't they? They don't kind of put any odd... Well, they do put some shit on, but...
Yeah. No, production values are very good.
Yeah,
that's true. And we hope then if they brought back the original writers, it'd be good. So you think that this could be one of those timeless classics in the future?
Yeah, definitely. Say we're doing this top 10 in about 5 years' time, I bet this one will be a lot higher, won't it?
Yeah, or maybe the sequel might be even better. Yeah, because the sequel's directed by Chris Columbus, who's, you know, a big director for Christmassy movies and... Harry Potter and stuff like that. Mm. So if Chris Columbus is connected to a film, you know you're going to get a good family film, I always think.
Well, we'll see. Let's see what happens. Right, Ken, number nine.
We've only really recently watched this a couple of years ago, but it's the Tom Hanks who's like in like five or six different characters. It's the Polar Express.
What if there was a place beyond your imagination? And to get there, all you have to do is believe.
This is the Polar Express!
From director Robert Zemeckis, Tom Hanks.
I've wanted to do that my whole life!
Polar Express.
You know, I've not seen that. Is it animated? Yeah, CGI. Same guy who did Back to the Future and that. I don't know. I just didn't fancy that animation side.
I didn't fancy it at the time. Like, so it's only recently that we've watched it in the last few years, but... It's really good. It's just a different story than usual. You know, it is good, isn't it?
It's entertaining. It's the animation now looks a little bit ropey, I think. A little bit dated, but we're so used to fine-tune things now. But it does have a different Christmas story. You kind of latch onto it quite early. Mm. That's a good feeling to it.
Yeah, I enjoyed it, so I'm looking forward to watching that again this year.
Yeah,
definitely.
I've not seen it, but I will give it a go.
Give it a go.
It'd be on Netflix or Amazon, one of those. And it's got Tom Hanks in. You know what I mean?
You can always guarantee something decent with Tom Hanks, I think.
Well, I will watch it, and yeah, you're still in the first week of December. And it's probably, you know what I mean, start you going, don't it? Start to choo-choo train going.
Get the train going, get the vibes, you know, get the lights up.
I say it's a different story
get
as well.
Get Christmas cards written. You can get that feel. The feel of Christmas.
I can feel it. I can already feel it. I can feel it coming from you. Right, number eight.
Right, so number eight in our list is from 1984, and it's Gremlins.
Number one, you gotta keep him out of bright light. Number two, keep him away from water.
This is incredible.
And probably the most important thing, don't ever feed him after midnight. I'll bet every kid in America would like to have one. They might even replace the dog as the family pet.
Gremlins is such a great film of how kids can watch it and they get freaked out with the little gremlins and how cute Gizmo is, whatever his name is.
Oh, you know Gizmo. I mean? Yeah.
But there's also a really dark side to it, isn't there?
Yeah, there is actually. Yeah.
No, wait. It's like when you're watching it, when you're getting older, it goes, what are they going on about? Are they going on about, like, some dodgy old geezer and all this kind of stuff?
Yeah, I know, yeah. You kind of makes you think twice of it when you watch it again. But,
and the horror bits in it. You know where, like, the morph into those metamorphoses of the eggs and...
Yeah, them horrible, slimy eggs.
That's quite creepy,
before
that.
They come out, and,
You know...
when they're all in his bedroom,
aren't alien they? Alien type, you know, you imagine a face hooker popping out or something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and when they're exploding and melting and stuff like that, it's quite gruesome.
But it's still a Christmas movie.
was it a 15 when we was kids? It might have been a 15.
I think it might have been.
When it first came out.
I don't know. There was a bit lax in them days, so I wouldn't be surprised if it was PG and they moved it up since then to 12 or something. But when you watch it, it is a bit freaky. It is a bit scary. It is a really good story. I love the part where if you blink, you'll miss it, where his dad's at that convention centre and in the background's got the old time machine. See, and the next minute goes back to him and it's disappeared, like it's gone, it was real. Yeah. And I love little touches like that. It is a brilliant film. And then everyone knows the little tuning that he does. Little Gizmo.
I used to have one that did that. That's
fun,
didn't it?
Yeah,
it
did.
Just turn itself on and do it itself, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
It creeps us out a bit. Might be real. Gizmo.
Well, it's been in a box for some time now, so I'll
be dead. You killed the only Gizmo.
Well,
what a great story, though. Just like to come up with an idea, like don't feed him after midnight. And
all the rules
of it. It's great. Right.
Yeah, it is a dark comedy, isn't it?
It's dark comedy. Yeah. But it's set in Christmas and you do get that Christmas jingle.
Yeah.
You get it all the way through and you get the snow in there and you get the pub, that pub where it's all red, you know what I mean? There's loads of elements of Christmas, the lights and stuff.
Yeah, when you kind of forget about it, it's brought back again and you're like, oh yeah, it's still Christmas. You know? Still Christmas.
That's a top one. That's a really good one, actually. I wouldn't have had it so low on your list, to be honest. But, right, go on, what's your next one?
All right, number seven is going back to Robert Zemeckis. Is it Zemeckis or Zemeck?
Zemeckis.
Robert Zemeckis.
I met the guy.
Oh, yeah, your mate.
Your mate, then. Back to your mate.
We call him Robbie. All right, Rob.
Yeah, Bob.
Bob. Bob a job.
Bob.
Say Bob.
Fat Bob.
Fat Bob. Bob a Bobby bastard.
Anyway.
Anyway, it's Robert Zemeckis, A Christmas Carol starring Jim Carrey.
I am the ghost of Christmas past.
Ah! Haunt me no longer!
What if you were given a second chance to get your life right? This holiday season, The ghosts of Christmas past, present, and future.
Get away!
Will give one man that chance. Disney's A Christmas Carol.
Which is another animation film. But it's
kind of similar animate to the other one, is it?
It's style. 2009, so it's more cleaner and polished.
Yeah.
And it does have a sinister dark side.
Yeah,
to it.
It's quite creepy.
I've not seen it because, now this, I have to admit, I don't really like Jim Carrey.
What?
Loser.
I like when he's doing serious stuff, but when he's doing comedy, I just find it's the same comedy character he's doing in all his stuff. He goes off the rails, like he tries to imitate too much like Robbie Williams, but he's just trying to be mad, manic. But his serious stuff, like number 23, that was really good, and then that one with the minds, where they changed the minds with him and Kate Winslet. Stuff like that is great. He's a great actor, but when he just seems to try too hard, or they give him free rein to do what he wants, it ends up shit.
No, Dumb and Dumber, I thought you like...
I like Dumb and Dumber.
Ace Ventura.
Don't like Mask.
Oh, I can't continue this now.
He's done some classics. Yes, Man, that's a really good film.
Oh, yeah, that is good.
Not seen that. That's what put me off watching this, because I always thought, oh, it's just going to be less to do what you want, and it's a bloody anime anyway.
No, it's very, very, it's very detailed. I think it's probably more detailed to the book, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
The book's dark, really dark. I read the book.
Yeah.
This has got really dark bits in it.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
And the animation is top notch. Really good.
Because the best Christmas Carol I'd ever seen, actually, it's hands down, is the Albert Finney one.
My mum would pick that.
Because it's friggin' amazing, and it's dark, and it's the musical, and it's all that, and it's just touchy. And Albert Finney, boom.
Now, watch this one.
I'll watch this one. You're talking second week now, in December. Okay, I'll watch it. So there's a couple on my list to watch now. Right, Linz, what's number five?
Number six now.
Oh, are we?
So number six, we're going a bit funny. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
This holiday season, the Griswolds are going to play it safe.
Clark, we're stuck under a truck.
Oops. They're staying at home.
I give you the Griswold family Christmas tree.
Let Chevy Chase light up your holidays. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
That thing had 9 lives. She just spent them all.
You woo, crack up.
Brilliant. Love it. Love it.
Just great.
Love it.
I think this is the best national one.
This is the best one.
Yeah. Oh, no, I like European.
No, I
find European just the jokes. They don't hit home as much now. It's too dated.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah.
Is it the last Chevy Chase one as well? I don't remember him being in another one after this.
Oh, I don't know. This was 1989. I don't know, actually.
No, I'm not sure.
Oh, because he had a bit of reputation, Chevy Chase, of being quite hard to work with.
Yeah, he's
very, a bit of a diva. But he seems to have the perfect characters in each one. You know what I mean? His wife was so funny. And then you've got his manager who comes there, and he got like a big celebration with the mum and dad. It's great. The lights, the famous bit when he's putting the lights together.
The lights.
I think every dad's like that, though, especially yours.
Oh, God. I've said all these years growing up, my dad is Clark Griswold from every aspect. He just is. And he'd say it himself.
20 extensions on the light.
Yeah, all
the plugs.
Sparks coming off it. Oh, that'd be right.
The is so good. Every time, watch it. And his brother. Is it
his brother.
Is
his brother in it?
Is his brother, his brother-in-law.
The slob.
Randy Quaid.
Yeah, he plays... He's in the Vegas one as well. It might be the Vegas one, which is after this. So that might be the last one he did. He's brilliant in it. He's really good.
He's great. Yeah,
I don't understand why he didn't go over spin-off. I was always wanted to be a spin-off with that, like, Shameless type family. Because it's the opposite than the Griswold.
I think you kind of work better, you know, seeing the nice family, you know, and then them... You know, coming along and kind of ruining it all, making a mess of everything.
Yeah, you couldn't have a whole film with him in.
No, you need that other side, don't you?
Suppose you need this. It's two. One straight man and the happy, even though both of them are really funny.
Yeah, exactly. You need the two of them together, it works quite well.
It's a classic and it gets you in a good mood.
Yeah, it's funny.
You should be on a few beers by
It's
that.
Sort of a feel-good as well. Strangely enough, it's National Lampoon. It's a feel-good because at the end when it all comes up and the boss's wife and all that come together, it's a great film. If no one's seen it, watch it. It's the best one out of them.
Yeah.
And if you have seen it, watch it again.
Yeah.
Watch it again.
Bloody watch it.
Well, we'll be watching it again.
Yeah, I'm
already excited on that one. Watching that one.
Yeah, he's excited now.
He's excited
to get the ball rolling now. Come on.
Come on.
Yeah, come on. No more Jim Carrey ones. Go on, next one.
I think this is a bit of a modern classic. It's from 2003, and it's the Will Ferrell in Elf.
New Line Cinema proudly presents A Little Holiday Story. One Christmas Eve, Santa Claus got an unexpected gift of his own.
What in the name of Sam Hill?
30 years later...
You're not an elf.
Now, he's taking a journey to find the family he's never known in a place where he finally fits in.
Boy.
And nothing's going to stop him.
Nutcracker!
Catch the holiday spirit.
Just trying to hug you.
I know you don't like it, but it's tough.
You know what? I've not even seen it.
I've not seen it. How can you say you don't like it?
Because I think sometimes Will Ferrell, when he's again one where he's left to his own devices, it can be a hit and miss. Sherlock Holmes and Watson film is rubbish. Well, some of the adverts where he's like, jumping up, being a kid, it's like, oh, right, he pretends he's a kid. Brilliant.
No, you need to watch it to understand why.
Need to watch it.
So it's what we've got is a man dressed up as an elf running around.
He thinks he is an elf.
Yeah. So hangs around with children and stuff.
So we got a
guy who hangs around with kids, pretending he's a kid.
No, he doesn't hang around with kids.
He thinks he's an elf.
He's from the North Pole.
He came from the North Pole to find his real dad. That's
the thing, isn't it?
Pretty much of the story. And on the way has this, like, adventure.
His dad's James Caan.
James Caan, who's brilliant.
Who's fantastic.
It's how he interacts with his dad and his new family and then
Zooey Deschanel is in it,
and he likes her. And
is it an adult film?
No, it's not an adult film. It's a kids' film.
To stop being so serious and be all obsessed with your jobs and just enjoy Christmas and be with your family is basically what it's about.
Right.
It's a bit of a punch at commercialism as well, because it's like you don't need presents and things. You can make stuff and put stuff together, and if you're happy, you're happy.
Yeah. It's quite nice. It's a nice feeling after you watch it.
But where there's an advert where he's in like a school class where he's sat there and he's the biggest one there.
That's when he's
in the North Pole.
In the North Pole. Because all the others are small, aren't they?
They're elves.
The kids. Oh, elves. Oh, right. Yeah. Right. All right, well, I'll give it a go because you both keep going on about it. So we'll give it a go then.
You've got to.
Right, I'll give it a go. I'll give it a go, even though I still think it's some pedo bloke. Right.
No, just watch it.
All right, okay, watch it.
Christmas Blues.
Oh, God's sake. It's Christmas. You can't say the word pedo when we're talking about Christmas films.
Right, okay. You did Gremlins. Okay.
Even though it's probably their favourite time of year.
But stop it.
Okay.
Yeah, defo, innit?
No.
Still all in
as if all those guys have been checked. You know what I mean? Yeah. Got a flat belly and white beard.
Yeah.
Okay, don't bother checking him. Yeah.
Should we move on?
Yes.
Yeah, move on. Okay.
It's you. Should I do it?
No, go on.
Okay, yeah. I've got it. Right, this is a bit of a special film for me and Lindsay because we went to...
Special!
Special. I love it so much. It's Vince Vaughn in Fred Claus.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful.
Every Christmas, families get together to rekindle their love for each other. Even Santa Claus and his brother Fred.
Stop trying to have Mom call me, because I don't want to talk to Mom.
I've never done anything like that.
Have you ever said, oh, Mom's here, jump on and say hi, she's standing right here. Have you ever done that?
Not to my knowledge.
Right, and or I you have.
Like, no.
Yes, you have.
Why don't I get a dog?
What are you going to do with a reindeer? Can't fetch anything.
Yeah, dogs can't fly.
Can't bark.
But a dog can't fly.
Stop it. Step back like you're five.
I thought of that other one instantly, of that guy who did the homework TV, who plays Buzz Lightyear.
You're thinking of Santa Claus with an E.
Santa Claus having an E.
No, with an A.
So is this Fred Claus? Is this not the same story as that?
No. Fred Claus is
Santa Claus's
brother.
Older brother.
Mm.
And he's...
You know what? I've not seen it or heard of it. And I like Vince Vaughn, guy. I think he's so funny.
I think if other people did like the top tens, I bet hardly anyone would mention this film. It's only because we saw it at the cinema it's such a good feeling of watching it.
Vince Vaughn in it, Paul Giamatti, Miranda Richardson's in it, Rachel Weisz
is in it,
Kevin Spacey's in it.
it's good. It's like I say, it's that a different kind of story.
It's a really good story.
Because I like Vince Vaughn. I think he's done some cracking stuff.
There's the bad children and good children. Only good children get presents. But it's kind of saying, like, no child is bad, isn't it? And everyone deserves a present.
Yeah, because you don't know what kids have been through.
Yeah, to do the bad things they might have done.
Oh, right.
It's a different kind of twist to it.
Is it a feel-good, then?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Comedy as well.
The music's great as well.
Oh. You'll be crying at the end.
You'll be crying and laughing.
Oh yeah.
You know what? To anyone listening to this podcast, they'll be thinking, has Cliff ever watched any Xmas films? Well, I have, just not these.
What were you watching?
Santa. I just watched Bad Santa.
Stop watching Bad Santa.
Love that.
It's not that great though.
Shut up.
Whatever. It was probably summer when we watched it. Fred Claus, check it out. You'll love it.
Right, I will. And that's another one which I'd like to check out. Brilliant. That's a good one, that.
Yeah. I think you'll like it.
And now we're on the back. On the back lot now.
You'll be surprised to hear is how the Grinch stole Christmas.
If you think you know the whole story.
What if it's all just a misunderstanding?
This could change my entire outlook on life.
Really?
No.
You don't know Grinch.
This is nuts! I'm going to throw up, and then I'm going to die!
Jim Carrey.
No!
In a Ron Howard film.
Huh?
The Grinch.
somebody's fabulous!
Oh, wow! Didn't know he was going to pick that.
So, back to it's a Jim Carrey classic again.
Yeah, I watch this every Christmas Eve. Have to. It's just so good. I love the Grinch.
He's great for that character. Superb. Like, if you remember the original 70s cartoon of it, which was on every Christmas, and you've read it, he's just that full of energy. He's perfect for it. Even his face, he's got like a rubber face. It's amazing.
Yeah, it must have took ages to put that makeup on.
But you know what's quite freaky of it? It's that little girl when she smiles. That freaks me out.
Little Cindy Lou Who.
She looks scary. And she...
She's cute.
She's got a weird nose, hasn't she?
Yeah, she's got all the Who's.
All the Who's have got funny noses.
Mm. In Whoville.
Oh, so that's not a real nose?
I don't think so.
I doubt it.
No.
They've all got funny noses, haven't they?
Yeah, how did you do that? Wait,
because she hasn't got her Whoville nose. I can't remember now.
I don't know.
Why are we obsessed about the noses?
Oh, yeah, okay.
We'll be watching it anyway.
But it's a Dr. Seuss classic.
It is.
I do like Dr. Seuss. What was the other one? Horton knows Here's a Who. That's a good one.
Here's a Who.
Which is again is part of the Who thing. And then he did The Cat in the Hat, which have you seen the film?
Not great.
No, it's become a cult classic. My kids love it because of all the colours, you know, so much going on. But it doesn't really stick to the actual script. And you don't need to change it, do you, with a Dr. Seuss stuff? You just go with what he says because it's so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I suppose I have to stretch it out for a full film, but...
No, it's not good, though, is it?
The Grinch, Christmas, brilliant. Yeah.
And we've actually been to Whoville.
We've been to Whoville.
No way.
Hollywood. Yeah. Universal Studios. We went through Whoville. It was really cool.
Do you see all those little people with their noses stuck up?
No,
that's gone.
Just me.
Just the Grinches. Yeah. Any Grinches about that?
No, it's just the actual...
Just the actual set.
Set, that's the word.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Still.
I was very excited anyway.
Yeah, we've got lots of Grinches on our Christmas tree.
Yeah, everything's Grinch. I've got Grinch pants. I've got Dad a Grinch pants.
Yeah. I imagine this was high on the list because of Lindsay.
Yeah. He'd be number one if it was down to me. I love it.
We do watch it
for
Christmas.
Well, it's definitely one I can stick on because kids like all that mad, you know what I mean? It's a bit slapstick as well, isn't it? And the dog's in it's great.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? The colours have filled the screen. It's got full of the Christmas cheer all the way through it and a really nice meaning at the end. So, yeah, it's a nice classic. Tack cracking number three, that.
Yeah. Yeah,
well done. I actually agree with you now. Yeah, it's a good one.
Wow, finally, number three.
Number three.
Right, give us your number two. Two to go. Two left.
Number two, this
come
is...
Come on, push out that number two.
Squeeze this one out.
Yeah, squeeze this two out.
Line up with a poo joke.
All right.
this is a bit of an old one now. Well, people might think it's old.
Yeah, isn't it?
For us growing up, I remember we went to the cinema to see it. Me and you, Cliff, back in Warden, and it's Home Alone.
Dashing for the plane, trying to make the flight.
Come on,
Mom and Dad just made a tiny oversight.
I can't hear you.
As they hurry home, two robbers plan a heist. Little do they know, he's got his home turf iced. Home Alone, Home Alone, he tricked them every way. Oh, what fun it is to see two burglars get found buried. Home Alone, Home Alone.
Yes. Now, wasn't that fun?
Yeah.
The original.
First one.
Yeah. It's a classic one, isn't it?
So good. And I think when number two came out, I think I preferred number two. But then as I've got older, I think number one resonates more Christmas feel to it.
Yeah.
It's actually a more family feel to it.
I love it.
Yeah, I agree with you there. Number two is brilliant for, again, the slapstick and the anarchy and what's going on. But number one, oh my God, I can't watch it without tearing up at the end. When he sees that next door neighbour pedo guy giving his kids
a hug. He's not home, stop it with a pedo.
But that bit where in the church where the music and the choir singing.
Oh, I don't know who did the music for this. Was it Alan Silvestri? I'm not sure.
No, John Williams did the music for this.
Oh, did he?
Your dog's retching at the side of us. You all right?
John Williams, who did the music for Home Alone. Yeah. And everyone knows that theme. Dee, 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 dee.
Stop it.
Do you know the story on the back of it, of the Home Alone, that they first went, I think, to Universal first, or one of the some big place first to put up the money, and they wanted like $8 million to do it. So they got the money, but partway through they needed more money and they refused to give them the money, so they shut the whole set down. The whole thing was shut down. A lot of it's been filmed in an old school, you know, the sets for the inside of the house. And then overnight, they brokered a deal with someone else to distribute it, and they gave him the rest of the money. So it cost like $12 million to make or something. It's a very short budget of a film. And it ranked in something like $350 million or something stupid. So overnight, everyone got a call. Got to go on. That's it. Right before Christmas and stuff, because it was filmed over that period as well. And then they all got a call to come back. We've got the money.
Right.
So it might have not got ever made. And when it was initially making it, they thought this is just going to be a cable view TV thing. There's no massive people in. John Candy only did it on the back of the director knew him and said, can I have you in for one day? And he goes, yeah, okay. You know what I mean? It's just like it'd be about 4 hours. 16 hours later, he was still there. And he was like, come on, you're taking a piss. He got paid less than the pizza guy. The pizza guy who turns up with the pizza got like $300 for doing that. John Candy got paid less than that. So he just appeared doing it because of his mate.
Wow.
See? Nose your stove! Boom, boom, boom!
How do you
know that?
He knew we were going to pick this film.
With Norman Bates.
Hey, master to you. Okay. good choice. And surprisingly, it's new number two, because this could have easily hit most people's number one out there.
I think most people probably is number one. This is one where you do settle down with the family and watch it.
I mean, it's so funny as well, isn't it? The whole house thing with
Daniel Stern and Joe Pesci. Yeah. Well, what
Harry and Marv.
Harry and Marv, yeah.
Cracking actors. And how he got out.
The bits, what makes you laugh.
My favourite bit is when he puts that big tarantula on his face. That scream he does is just the best scream in any film ever. It's hilarious.
It's a good combination of a really good heart-wrenching story in the background for the older viewers. You've got the kid, so every kid who watches it. And it's a story which is not dated. Like, you know what I mean? Some of that National Lampoon says some of the old ones are dated. Kids watching that is like, what? Don't get it. You can watch this anytime and you can't place it. It's over, 40 years old now, 30-odd years old or whatever it is. You think to yourself, wow. When you watch it, it could easily have been like last week, because there's not an overuse of old technology within the film. The music's amazing.
Music, it's so
great.
Good. That's
so,
just Christmas in a year.
The actors are great, isn't it? Macaulay Culkin, you got to tip your hat off for him, you know, because he must have been, maybe 7 or 8? And he's such a good
actor. Brilliant actor. Yeah. Oh, God.
I actually like him as a person. He had his ups and downs.
Yeah.
But all the way through, he's more or less got to the point where he went, I'm doing what I want now. And you know, respect the guy for that. So
definitely.
He's in the new American Horror Story, I think.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, he'll be good, because it'll be a good one to watch him. Brilliant choice. Surprise, it's not your number one. So what are you going to hit us with your number one, Lynn?
Right, well, it's something we watch every Christmas Eve.
Psycho. Oh, right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, it's Muppet's Christmas Carol.
Humbug. He's the world's greediest man.
It's Ebenezer Scrooge.
Until the magical night he meets someone extraordinary.
Hello.
The Muppet Christmas Carol.
Drink to Mr. Scrooge, even though he is stingy and badly dressed.
Humbug.
Oh, there goes Mr. Humbug. There goes Mr. Grimm.
Do you think it's safe for us to be up here?
If they gave a prize for being me, the winner would be him.
It's Charles Dickens' classic tale. As only the Muppets can tell it.
It's good to be heckling again.
It's good to be doing anything again.
Stuffed with holiday warmth and cheer.
Just a season to be jolly and joyous.
This is the movie to see, to share, to cherish with someone you love. It's the Muppet Christmas Carol.
God bless us, everyone.
Whatever.
Ah, Michael Caine.
Yay! Come on. I love the songs in it. It's just fantastic. We're always singing along with it. It's great, isn't it?
It's
Kermit the Frog.
Kermit, Gonzo.
Gonzo doing
It's brilliant.
There's two Muppet movies which I really like. It was when they did the when it brought it back up. And he did the new Muppets movie, but lots of music in it from the guy who did Flight of the Conchords. He written some of the music for it. And this one, other than that, I don't really like it, not many of the Muppet stuff. I wasn't a massive Muppets person when I was a kid because when you're watching it, it's like I don't even know some of the actors because it's that old. You know what I mean?
You just watch them, don't you?
Yeah, it's the Muppets. The Muppets are great. And the way it's all put, you know, it must have took hours and hours to put it all together, all the different puppeteers and everything. It's superb.
Yeah.
Michael Caine is great in it as well.
And he sings in it.
Michael Caine singing.
Not a lot of people know that.
Hey! Get him.
Hey!
He's brilliant. Yeah. His singing's not great, but he's such a good actor.
Yeah.
And he's a proper grump.
Yeah.
So how many of Christmas Carol's story have you had in your top 10?
It's just two.
Yeah.
Wow, that's still quite amazing for a story written way over 100 years ago. Is still being used now in different versions, different variations of it, and it's still making a mark now.
Exactly, yeah. Oh, we nearly had three, didn't we?
Yeah, we nearly had Scrooged in there.
I was surprised you didn't have that one because I know Ken likes that one.
Yeah.
I do, but when you watch it now, it feels a bit dated.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it just loses a little bit.
Yeah, I think we watched that last year. And it just didn't. No.
I did you the podcast last year for you.
Yeah, last year.
Yeah.
But there's so many out there you got to pick from.
Die
Hard. We nearly had Die Hard in there.
Die Hard isn't a Christmas movie.
But we had this argument, you see, so.
Well, to be a Christmas movie, surely it should just be a content of, is it set at Christmas?
It is.
No,
yeah,
it should have that nice family feel good.
Which he does.
Which he does at the end. He gets back with his wife.
It's not a Christmas movie. No. Yeah.
And he puts
Have you ever watched it at Christmas?
I'm sure I've watched it
He hasn't. He's never watched it. But
therefore, you know what I mean, you can still watch Gremlins. You know what I mean? The argument could be spent on that. Gremlins is set at Christmas time. Die Hard's set at Christmas time. Gremlins ain't got nothing to do with Christmas.
Is he got him as a Christmas present?
You've got dark little bastard creatures trying to kill you.
and some girl who's had a dodgy
background.
It's virtually the same story then. You've got nasty people in there trying to kill you.
Yeah.
And then you've got like this hero, which is like Gizmo.
Yeah. And he has a present. He actually gives his wife the teddy.
Yeah, he does.
No.
And he puts, ho, 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 I've got a machine gun now.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Ho, 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 he's like Father Christmas.
No.
I think it's a good debate.
I've not watched it at Christmas, that's why
Diana didn't get into the top 10.
Yeah, because we argued about it too long.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
Well, they are a perfect top 10 for people. If you've not seen it, I've probably not seen a good four of them. You know what I mean? I need to watch some of those. I'm going to watch some over Christmas itself. Probably might watch one tonight, actually. I do fancy the Muppet one. How random is that? Just to feel that Christmas spirit.
Just get that Christmas spirit going.
No, just because I got work tomorrow and you think, you know what I mean? I want to feel happy. You don't want to be watching something a bit sad.
Get a good vibe going.
I think I'd do that. Or Fred Claus. Might do that one because I've not seen that one.
Go for Fred Claus.
I'm going to watch Fred Claus tonight then. I'll watch that. And that's brilliant. If it was mine, I would have put my Bad Santa in there. I do like Bad Santa. I know you two don't really like it, but I like it.
As a Christmas film,
I love the Albert Finney Christmas Carol musical. So I'll probably be just sat there with Lindsay's mum watching that.
Yeah. See what you mean, yeah.
I think last Christmas we watched Mary Poppins.
Gave him my hat, sorry.
You know, thanks. you know, stuff like that, and then Mary Poppins and Bedknobs and Broomsticks.
Yeah.
You can put them there, can't you?
Yeah.
You can stick them on. Sit down with the family and watch it.
That's it. I think nail on the head.
Just easy to watch.
Yeah,
it.
Your big tin of roses or Quality Street.
Yeah, mince pie. I love me mince pie.
I love mince pie
with a bit of cream over the top.
Whoa.
Do you heat your mince pie up as well?
Yeah, heat mince pie up.
You got to eat it up.
Ice cream.
Oh, yeah, vanilla ice cream.
Yeah, lovely.
Yes. Yeah. I am like, it feels like Christmas now already.
Well,
get my lights up.
Yeah. Let's do it. Let's go do it now.
Right, well, thank you very much, Ken and Lindsay, for the top 10 at Christmas, and I hope we've inspired some people to go and watch these. I'm sure you can find them on your Amazon, your Netflix, or some other streaming service. Thank you, Ken. Thank you, Lindsay.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy
Christmas.
No sleigh with reindeer, no sack on my back. You're gonna see me coming in a big black Cadillac. Oh, it's Christmas time, pretty baby, and the snow is falling on the ground. Will you be a real good little baby? Well, Santa Claus is back in town. Talk to me, lady. Is there a piano in this joint? Ow! One more thing. Hang up your pretty stockings. Turn out the light. Santa Claus is coming down your chimney tonight. Well, it's Christmas time, pretty baby, and the snow is falling on the ground. Oh, you be a real good little baby. Santa Claus is back in town. Listen to me now. Will you be a real good little baby? 'Cause Santa Claus is back in town. Yeah, I'm back.